during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gemini Ransom Effect. This is Jim DeBose, sports doctor, coming at you with my two homies, my compadres.
Oh, gosh.
It's like how I did that. That was so Spanish.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What? Is there a problem with that?
I guess not, man. David, action. Jackson over there fiddling with his microphone, disturbing everyone in radio land. And Devin, Ransom, insurance doctor. Oh, I forgot. The doctor.
The self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed doctor.
Doctor.
Maybe it'll stick one day.
Nah.
You know, it is what it is. We just got to figure out a meaning, but whatever.
There's some microphone difficulties here I'm trying to work out.
That's okay, man. We're going to carry on because that's what professionals do. We carry on and despite your issues.
There were no issues before you started
that's what I'm
screwing
saying.
Around with it.
Well, Jim said, hey.
Literally.
Jim said, hey, tighten that little knob right there up, so... I started doing it.
I wasn't talking about the microphone.
No, he's talking about this personnel. Tighten up.
Oh.
David's been twisting this thing for the last 15 minutes.
You know it's not going anywhere.
It's not working.
There
All
we
right,
go.
We'll move it on from that.
Well, you know, here we go. Guys, we got a action-packed, information-filled, criticism-laced show for you. And we're going to bring it to you because that's what we do. So, first of all, on the LBMNN, local, but mostly national news. Devin's going to bring us tell us about some stupid drug users, some kids being branded at school because that's where they should be. Probably deserved it. And a Navy veteran gets scolded over a parking spot. And Trump and the NRA, we'll talk about that a little bit. And we've got a Disney kid story. Wait a minute.
It's a Disney Gator story.
A Disney Gator story.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, we've got one of those in national Facebook news as well.
Yes, we do.
Well, you're just going to have to go after me.
Is it just a different take?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and
we'll
find out.
We'll have to see. Well, having said that, leading into national Facebook news, we're going to talk about a kid snatch from Disney.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand.
It's
That's sad.
It's sad.
Surely... That's the only one in history, right?
It is, evidently, according to the officials.
But there's two stories.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe they differ.
That's because we do our homework.
There you go. All right. And talking about a teen going missing from Myrtle Beach, and also the tragedy on Orlando, we'll bring that up, talk about that as well.
We want to talk about a little, some things that maybe were leading up to it, some telltale signs, some warning signs,
mm-hmm.
and why we missed them.
Maybe ignored.
Maybe we ignored
warning signs
because we're so worried about PC. We're so worried about hurting someone's feelings. But in case you have never listened to the GRE with Triple D, that is our number one goal.
We don't do that.
We want to hurt your feelings.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in sports, we're going to get into the Lawrence Phillips story. Maybe one of y'all remember Lawrence Phillips,
no.
Running back with Nebraska years ago. We'll talk about him. And we'll also talk about who is Dick Mahoney. We're going to find out who that is. And also talk about Dana White and Donald Trump and what they mean to each other. And also the last story we're going to get into. I'm going to tell you guys I got a fact of how I know Brock Lesnar is a real DB.
Wow. Going after my boy.
So we'll talk about that.
It looks like he could be, though.
Well, this story will... make you look at him a little differently, and that you'll say, huh, what a DB.
Okay.
There you go. All right. And then at the end of the show, having said that.
We're going to see who the real DB is.
We'll see who who your radio DB is when Professor D counts the tallies at the end and lets us know who won that.
Dana White.
Wow.
No, Dana White. Dana White's a good Christian man.
That may be stretching the truth a little
too
bit.
Too far.
Yeah, maybe stretching it.
Well, listen, all I know is David's won it the last 3 weeks, and something's got to be done. You know, something's got to be done.
Well, depending on if he does the billboard story or not, he may win it.
There's a new website out there, guys, that I want to let y'all know about, and we're going to do that.
Intriguing.
We're going to do that.
You're going to do Tech Talk?
I'll do Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with D.
New new website. I think that you guys should really
check out
and visit. And I mean, listen, I was surprised. So
David's already visited and already put his profile out there. So that's you're right. Good.
And got some hits from what I understand.
got a couple intrigues there. I was like, wow, that was quick. So
got his first flirt. They were pretty quick. Ooh, look at this guy.
He's got a tiny head.
A small head and a scruffy beard.
I think my wife's sitting home right now going, oh, Lord, what has he done now?
What is about to happen?
Well, it's that time of the show. Should I disclaim or should I not?
I believe before we go any further, you should, based on the stories that we have, you should definitely disclaim us so we can freely banter. Discuss and offend.
All right. So none of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect are those views and opinions of 107.1 FM WJBB Radio, nor do they reflect any views and opinions of our wives.
That is correct.
And I want to make sure that everybody understands that none of my views and opinions, period, reflect any views and opinions of my wife. None.
Although our wives, I don't believe... really know our views and opinions.
No, my wife knows mine. She can't stand them.
She basically said, we can continue to be married as long as you just keep your mouth shut.
She's like, just don't talk to people.
Yeah, just don't say things.
It's just embarrassing.
Let's get into some LBM NN.
So before we do, I'd like to make sure we provide you with the most up-to-date, okay, an advanced intro that you could possibly get. Local news with Devin.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Oh, man, that was good. That was good.
That was actually really good.
Yeah. Man, that was good.
Thank you.
That's phenomenal.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Was that the Kool-Aid guy coming through the wall
over
there?
You're welcome, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
So, in our local but mostly national news. Actually, I don't have any local news.
See what I'm saying? Actually, let me backtrack. No local news will be delivered today.
This is just
it's like I'm hyperventilating over there.
hence the name LBMNN.
Yeah.
This is definitely but mostly national news and some international on here. So,
wow.
I think the first thing that I want to go into today is, you know, we had the tragedy from last Sunday. It's been almost a week, but, you know, everything that happened down in Orlando, the mass shooting, the 49 victims that were killed, the 53 that were in the hospital, you have a lot of people in there that I think there's like 20-some-odd people that aren't out of the hospital yet from last time I checked. You know, that was a tragedy. That was a national tragedy, and it didn't affect just the lesbian gay community. It affected everybody, because the fact is this wasn't an attack on homosexuality. This was an attack ultimately on freedom, and it was an attack on individualism. And it just shows the hatred that this type of mentality has, not just for a specific sect, but just for America in general. They don't hate us because of certain aspects. They hate us because of all aspects. But that's David's story, so I'm not going to get into that.
No, I'm glad you brought it up now.
But where I wanted to go with this was, you know, Donald Trump, he's our provided Republican nominee for president. He actually had a scheduled time with the NRA. We all know that the NRA has endorsed Donald Trump for president. So, you know, the obviously, after every mass shooting, the liberals, the gun control advocates, that they come out of the woodworks and say, oh, this is the reason why we need gun control. And at the same time, I come out and say, well, this is exactly the reason why they need to have more firearms there. I mean, you think about this. If they had firearms, even, you know, I understand that inside the clubs, you don't want to have your patrons having firearms because of obvious reasons there.
Security guards.
But, you know, you have, I mean, you get your drunk patrons in there, you know, all hell can break loose. But just like Jim just said, your security guards, the people behind the bar. I mean, you think about it, what if five individuals inside that club had firearms that worked there at the club? Would you have had this happen? Would you have had this many casualties? Would this guy have even attempted to do this?
Oh, he probably would have attempted it, but he wouldn't have had the opportunity to do what he did. And if you watch some of the stories, some of the people, you know, that were there, and you got one guy that got out on TV, and he's talking about how he was shot in the leg, and then the guy is walking around making sure the people that have been shot are dead and shooting them again, walks up to the guy, shoots him in the thigh, he don't move, and then shoots him and hits him in the arm, he don't move. So he got shot while he's laying there two more times while the guy's just standing over him, you know. So he just pretended like he was dead. If somebody would have been, I mean, that's the kind of stuff I think is just insane. This right. guy was had 10 minutes of pure free time just walking around,
yep.
shooting people with no one there to stop him, no one there to yep. to do anything. Because, I mean, look, it just, to me, it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing that you wouldn't want a gun to protect yourself.
Right. Well, you know, we go in here and we have issues like this that come up. And so the NRA has come out and they've said, well, you know, maybe we need some additional controls. And you know what? I do agree to a point to where, you know, if someone's being investigated and put on a terror watch list, maybe at the maybe when they do that, maybe there should be some controls in place to say, hey, look, while you're on this list, you know, you can't buy any firearms. You know, you can't buy any additional firearms, anything else like this, because we're investigating you during this time. Once you're taken off, then yes. Now, to that point, this guy was on the terror watch list. He was on the terror watch list, but then he was removed. So, even if we had those controls in place, he still would have gotten his weapon. So, the question is, how do you stop people like this? The answer to that is if you have the people that are in those different the soft target places that are in the clubs that are in these businesses, if they have firearms there, this kind of stuff can be stopped. It's just like out in Texas when you had the guy come into the restaurant to go shoot up the restaurant, then you had two patrons in there. They turn around, and they shot and killed the guy before he can get him hardly any shots off.
But here's the thing, man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. You can, you know, you can pass additional gun laws and take every single gun off the street. It's not going to matter. These people are here on a mission. And if they can't get their hands on a gun, then it'll be a homemade bomb. They'll strap it to their bodies. They'll walk into a place and set it off. So then what do we do? Do we ban fertilizers and household cleaners and
right.
and accelerants and stuff like that? I mean, guys, we're going the wrong direction on
exactly.
this. Exactly. We're absolutely going the wrong direction. You know how somebody walks up behind you and taps you on one shoulder, but they're on the other side and you look the wrong way? That's what's happening with this whole gun control
Good
stuff.
Good point.
It's exactly what's happening. And the focus needs to be the people that are orchestrating these things. I was looking at a story yesterday. There's 22... at least 22 different training camps in the United States that freely operate under the law, and several of them are in New York. And these things they're just happening right now, and nobody's doing anything about them. And it doesn't matter if we take all the guns off the street and, you know, take it from everybody in their home, and I mean, it doesn't matter. They're here on a mission. They're going to do it one way or another. And that's the bottom line to it. People are just ignorant and they don't want to face that. But it is what it is.
Well, you know what it boils down to? It boils down to leadership. We don't have the leadership right now that is out there pushing it. All we have are the people on the left who are screaming, control, take guns away. You can't solve the problem with this. You got to remove this. You got to take away this freedom. You got to tell these people they can't sit here and look this away. And, you know, you got so many restrictions trying to be put on a problem to solve it instead of looking at the heart of the problem. And,
that's right.
Yeah, and that's the amazing part. But, you know, we need to look to other countries for these answers. You don't have these kind of situations in certain countries. And if you do, when you have an attack in Paris, like we recently did, they go after people.
Oh, yeah.
They send a clear
anywhere else
message
they do.
That you don't do this on this soil. And if you're going to think about it, then this is the outcome it's going to be for you. It just amazes me.
But what
me.
We do is we go, oh, we hope we don't hurt anybody's feelings. Yeah.
I don't care about that part.
We don't want to be labeled like that. It's just
it starts with our party's leadership, you know. And I can only hope and pray that Donald Trump gets in his position, assembles a cabinet of intelligent, God-fearing people that will surround him and guide him and counsel him and lead him in a direction where changes can be made.
Assuming he gets elected.
You know, I mean, right now
she's leading him in polls across the country, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
I told y'all.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. You know, there's still a lot of time between now and November.
And what's going to hurt our party in this election, and then we're going off... What's going to hurt us in that election is going to be the massive amount of people who are going to vote third party. That's what's going to hurt us. Because Democrats, they're voting Hillary.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't, and that's the way it's been for months.
Somebody get to the kid's stamp story. I'm ready.
I'll get there in just a second.
I'm ready. I'm fired up now. You better bring it, son.
She's been leading him in polls for months, so.
I'll get to the kid's stamp story after the break. We're going to take a break in a little bit, but before we take the break, going in along the same lines, we also have, you know, our brave servicemen and women that go out and they fight for our country, you know. I want people to realize this. Our service members are all shapes, colors, sizes, genders. And just because someone doesn't look a certain way that you feel that they should doesn't mean that there aren't. So this story actually comes out to us from North Carolina. It says a U.S. Navy veteran receives a scolding note after parking in a veteran's space at the store. Now, this actually reminded me of a post that Professor D made on Facebook a while back talking about, you know, somebody parked in a handicapped spot and they received a note saying that they don't look handicapped. And people do this kind of crap all the time. You know, just because somebody doesn't look a certain way, the way that you think that they should, doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't. You know, so in this particular instance, this lady receives this note and there was this parking spot in front of the store. It said veterans parking only. It was at a grocery store. And this lady parked there and she got out and she walked inside the store and she came back. And there was this note sitting on the windshield of her car. And it says, "This parking spot is for veterans, lady. Learn to read and have some respect." Well, this lady spent 8 years in the Navy, you know. And she says, "Look, you know, I may not look like I'm not a big burly guy that walks in, you know." She's just this petite woman, and went to the store and then came out and had this note. I mean, the fact is, you know, our servicemen and women are to be respected, and just because someone doesn't fit the part that you feel that they should, you don't go and you just don't leave these types of messages on a car. You know, if someone parks at these places, assume that they have the right to be there. And I understand, you know, with handicap and with all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, there's some people out there, yes, they do abuse the system. They do use their grandparents, you know, handicap parking spot because they don't want to walk to the front of the store. But for the huge majority of people that are out there, they have a handicap sticker for a reason. They have veterans serving for a reason. I mean... This kind of stuff just gets under my skin, just gets on my nerves. Well, when we get back, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into, you know, maybe some decriminalizing drug use instead of prison time, some therapy. We're going to get into a kid branding stamp story. And then we're going to talk about the kid that was snatched by a gator. So at Disney. So when we come back, all that and more on the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJPV.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.